Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
This is the story.
Here's the story.
Southern California's classic rock, 100.3 The Sound. We have Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young featured on Off the Record this Sunday night at 8. Extensive conversation with all the principals involved. And I thought out of those conversations, one with Graham Nash, who's been in the news of late. The album was Daylight Again. He and Stephen Stills are going to work on it, and David Crosby. Well, Graham, exactly how did it come out? Why'd you have to do it over?
Stephen and I decided that we will cut a record together to be called Daylight Again. We made the entire record in Hawaii. We delivered it to Atlantic Records. Atlantic Records said, no, we don't want this. We want a Crosby, Stills, and Nash record. We tried to find David. I called, 30, 40 times to his house, and every day he was at the beach. And it finally dawned on me that he wasn't at the beach, he was in the bathroom snorting and smoking Freebase. Long story short, we got David involved, we undid the record, we put his voice on, and we put it out as Daylight Again. A reasonable record, some good pieces of music on it, but a very unhappy time for us.
Mm-hmm. And yet the song about how unhappy they were almost sounds cheerful.
Look around.